If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome to the Monorail Tales. With me tonight is Steve, and joining us on this episode is our very own Thomas. Thomas has been very busy Disney park hopping over the past 5 months. In fact, you could say he's been like a rubber ball bouncing between Disneyland and Disney World, spending time with his family and making special memories of his time spent in the parks. Since last August, he has visited the parks 8 times. That's 4 times at Disney World and 4 times at Disneyland. And I'm sure that Thomas is going to share with us later on even more visits that he's looking forward to this coming year. So tonight, basically what we're going to do is sit and chat to Thomas, play catch up, not catch up as in burgers. Let me try that one again. So don't laugh, Thomas. This is why I get nervous.
It's okay. Everything has its bloopers here and there.
Well, I might keep that blooper in. So anyway.
Well, at least you didn't say mustard.
Yeah. So tonight we're going to play catch. I'm going to do it again. Okay. No, I'm going to scratch that. It's only you and I that's going to know about the ketchup. So tonight we're going to sit and chat with Thomas, and we're going to hear about all the many adventures that he took. So lots to talk about. But first of all, Thomas, it's so great to have you back on the show with us.
Yeah. And now we can catch up on how everything's going. How are you doing tonight, Thomas?
Fine. I'm just fine.
Good. We are really looking forward to hearing about your adventures.
I know the first time you went to Disneyland last August, I think I sent you a message saying, oh, you know, I can't wait to talk to you. We got to get you on the show. We got to hear what happened at Disneyland. And then from that moment on, it was like you were just too busy going to parks.
Not all of it was prearranged on my end. I don't think any of it was, for that matter.
Okay. So, first of all, Thomas, on most of the trips that you went on, give us kind of a quick rundown. Who went with you on most of these trips?
Well, the main people who ended up joining me was my mother and my aunt and uncle.
Okay.
And then on a few of the others, we did have some additional extras.
Oh, cool.
Like one particular, I will get to that soon enough.
So your first time was to, in August, was to Disneyland. Now, when had been the last time you had been to Disneyland? Was that pre-COVID?
Right. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist doing a little Dr. Evil there.
You know, that's what I love about it.
We're already into the voices.
Yes, you are amazing with your voices. And, you know, when I get to edit, I get to hear it all over again. It's gosh, you make our shows, Thomas. So do we call you Thomas or Dr. Evil from here?
Just call me Thomas. It's fine. I just love doing the voices either way.
Okay. Well, as the show goes along, you're going to have to pepper it with other voices. So anyway, you went in August. That's when you bought your magic key, was it?
Well, first there was that first week in August that I talked about, and then we had that big week-long one that I had mentioned on that episode before.
Right.
But yes, we did all get the magic keys. We got the magic keys late August.
Did you get the one where you can go at any time?
We actually got the enchant levels.
Okay.
The enchant keys, which that's just what we chose.
Sure.
Okay, Thomas, help me out here. What does the enchant allow you to do? Is that one that you can go anytime?
It's one of the four tiers of the magic key, yes. It's their new annual pass system.
Okay. So is enchant the most expensive one?
No, I think that's the belief key, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's dream, enchant, something else, and then believe. Excuse me a moment.
Sure.
Here we are. There's the four tiers. There's the imagine key, the enchant key, the believe key, and then there's the dream key,
right.
The top one.
Okay. And you got the enchant.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay. And actually, it looks to me that that is the only one that is still for sale.
It seems to be. Is it? Hadn't heard.
Yeah, the dream key, I'm looking at it now, the dream key is sold out. And the Believe Key Pass is sold out. So, yeah.
Their system's a bit of a mess right now, but I hope they sort it out soon.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to ask this ahead of time, but you have an annual pass for Walt Disney World, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you know they've stopped those right now.
Yeah, like I said, same here. I hope they sort it out soon. That's my only hope. That's my only bet.
Thomas, for our listeners, you live in Texas.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, can you just quickly tell me from your house to Disneyland how long it takes you? And the same question for when you go to Disney World, time-wise, how long does it take to get to both parks?
Well, in terms of miles, it's like a very long distance, probably like thousands of miles. But it usually takes me at least a few hours shorter than it would to get there because we fly rather than drive.
Right.
Okay.
I just didn't know if one of the parks was closer to you.
Not necessarily. At first, I was under the impression of one of them was, but it turns out since Texas is like in the bottom central of the U.S., it's more like the same distance in the middle of things.
Oh, how cool is that? That's good.
Well, unless you're closer to one or the other, like we are, but which is nice. But then, if y'all want to go to Disneyland, it does take 6 hours to fly there. So, yeah. All right, so your first trip to Disneyland in August. What were some of the exciting things that you did there?
Are you referring to the one when we went the first week in August, or the one on the Magic Keys week?
Magic Keys.
Oh, the Magic Keys, yeah.
Well, a few things that I hoped for on that first on the preceding trip. That it didn't quite make it. I got a few more reunions with characters, of course, that I hadn't seen since before COVID.
Okay. And who were they?
Well, I'm not sure who to start with first, but I guess I'll just go with this one. Well,
okay.
I did catch him briefly above the ride, briefly for a week in August, but it wasn't much of an interaction since it was on the other end of the bridge. But But later on the Magic Keys week, I did get a closer interaction with him closer to the stairs on above Pirates. I saw Captain Sparrow.
And I have to say, Thomas, I love the pictures you're posting when you go to these parks with the characters. Do you miss actually going up to these characters, like before, where you could go up, you can't anymore. Do you really miss that?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Well, hopefully soon we'll be able to get back to maybe the way things were, where we can have a little bit closer interaction, better pictures, and stuff like that. Because I know you and everyone else is really looking forward to that, right?
Yes, and I'm hoping sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is, yeah.
Now, on your trip in August, your mum went with you and your aunt. Did anyone else go on that trip late August?
Yes, grandmother, yes, and my nana as well, and so did my uncle, who joined us later on.
I'm trying to think back, Thomas. Wasn't there something special about your grandmother being there? Military.
Later in November, but...
Okay.
But I believe it was during November when we did that.
Okay.
But the real story of that comes later. And now,
okay.
and we'll continue this little interview. And let's all stay together, please.
Yeah, I'm jumping ahead. I apologize. You have to pull me back in, Thomas, okay?
Yeah, so I had to let out a little bit of my inner Haunted Mansion on that one.
There you go.
And to our listeners, play along with us and see how many voices Thomas will actually do during this interview. So you had quite a bit of the family with you then in August, yeah?
Yeah, when have I not on these trips? But but the more the merrier, they always say.
Yeah. Does Disney have Fast Pass, like a Genie Plus kind of thing?
Yeah, Disneyland is also doing the Genie Plus thing and the Lightning Lane. But luckily, to save money on that, we use the DAS service for me.
Okay. And how friendly is that in Disneyland to use?
Just about the same level as at Disney World. I believe one of the things you wanted to talk to me about was this DAS, or DAS, they call it, what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
DAS stands for Disability Access Service. It's a service for special needs guests, like, for instance, they have trouble standing in lines because of special needs like mine.
Okay.
It's like, it's almost like having a fast pass the old way, and you don't have to pay the extra for it like you do with the Lightning Lane.
Right.
Okay. Now, are you, I'm sorry, Thomas, are you restricted to how many rides you can use your pass on?
Not usually.
Nope.
Actually, you can book at least one at a time and then redeem the next, and then redeem one after you redeem that one. But other than that, it's not like you can't book a specific one.
Okay, so you redeemed one ride. Do you have to go back to guest services, or do you have an app on your phone?
Luckily, over the past few months, the DAS has a special built-in feature on the park app, so now you can just book a ride anytime when you've redeemed the other.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, how this works, and as far as the return times goes, it's simple. You just receive, you get a certain return time to return it instead of being able to simply stand in the queue. And it's almost like the waiting in line, but like the old FastPass system. And you can book up now. As for taking others with you using it, you can have up to at least six people. I mean, that includes the one using it and five others with them.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That way you get to have your family with you when you go on a ride. That's the way it should be.
Yes, and then later I just use it when I'm off on my own for a while.
There you go. Yeah.
I did want to mention one last thing about it.
Sure.
So I mostly, since lines at the parks have been a bit crazier since the Genie Plus, it's more useful, but waiting in the queues is better. It's usually still possible in the earlier mornings. So any other time when I use it for just about anything, unless it's under 20 to 30.
Okay. Right. Is this something that you can set up before you get to the parks, or do you have to do it while you're in the parks?
I think you can do it before you set into the parks, but I haven't tried it that way yet. I'm so used to setting it up when I get in there because it's like the first thing I do.
Right.
Right.
Go anywhere, that is. Before I'd even run out to the Haunted Mansion, I would go to guest services and set the thing up.
Yeah. And just so that people know, this is not like an advantage that you're getting over a lot of people. This is basically the same thing, and it enables people who can't stand in lines to be able to go on a ride that normally they wouldn't be able to go on if they had to stand in a long queue. And this is the good thing about it. And it worked a long time ago, but people got around to abuse it and they had to change it.
I do remember that old program where you had the little card. I do remember that.
Yeah. All right. So where are we? Disneyland?
We're still Disneyland.
All right.
As I mentioned there, I saw Captain Jack.
Okay.
And there were like two others I managed to catch.
At Pirates or just?
No, in Disneyland that same week.
Okay. Ooh, all right.
I want to say you caught Pinocchio, yes?
Well, of course, even though I also on every trip I've been on.
Right.
Except in Florida, because they haven't brought back the Festival of Fantasy yet, which he's in, but I may soon, I hope.
Yep. Yeah.
I was going to say, the other two I saw, these were ones I hadn't, I was referring to ones I hadn't caught with in on that first trip when we first went before.
Right.
After I had lunch with the family at that point, I went by the princess place near the castle, and who else did I get to see but Tiana?
Well, that was nice. Did she have Naveen with her?
I can't say she did, but she and I had a little good talk about how things had been with her and how things are going around in the restaurant. And I told her I can't wait for her to move into Splash Mountain soon.
All right.
So you're excited about the transformation then of Splash Mountain, Thomas?
Yeah.
Or were you just being polite?
Oh, no, I actually am.
Okay.
To all the naysayers against it, I don't care about them. I mean, not that I bear them ill will. I mean, it's nothing against them, but I actually am looking forward to it. It's just, I'm just glad she'll get it right finally.
Right. So, did you get to do many rides?
Oh, yeah. The only one but unfortunately, there was no Haunted Mansion that week because they were setting up for Jack Skellington, which wasn't a total loss because it wasn't like we weren't going to be there again anyway.
Right.
Right.
So you could handle that, it being closed, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit, because as everyone here knows, it's my number one favorite.
Yeah.
After I finished talking to Tiana, that's when I suddenly got my next character interaction. He was just coming out. Sudden happy surprise of coming across Tigger.
Yay. Bouncing along.
Oh, yes, of course.
Was Winnie the Pooh with him?
No, Tigger was just by himself.
I love Tigger.
Oh, how can anybody not? He's actually my favorite from the 100 Acre Wood.
Yeah. So now, when Tigger came out, did you still have to keep your distance with him?
Pretty much, but at least okay. We were able to interact well because we managed to catch up. And of course, but in regards to that, the one thing that still hasn't changed is that the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is he's the only one.
This trip in August, is there anything else that you want to share with us?
Well, I guess there is one thing. I did, of course, have the pleasure of running across Pinocchio several times on the trip. But one thing that was new was that we ate at the Lamplight Lounge at Pixar Pier on one of those afternoons.
Ah, and how did you like that?
Oh, the food was great.
What'd you get?
Gosh, I can't remember, except
that's all right.
Except for the macaroni and cheese that had goldfish crackers in it.
Oh, that actually sounds good.
Thomas, was that a sit-down or counter service?
It's a sit-down service, so reserved dining.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about that. But is that...
Well, when you get back, the next time you're in Disneyland, you might want to look into it.
Yeah, it used to be, we were supposed to eat there.
It used to be like a aerial grotto or something.
Yeah, that's it, the grotto. And it was busy. We didn't go. But yeah, I hear really good things about it right now. Really good. Now, if they would just bring back World of Color.
Which I actually heard they might soon. I heard something about that this morning.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things there.
I don't think I've ever actually stopped and actually watched World of Color all the way through, but I might have caught a glimpse of it or two.
It's really good.
Yeah, because usually at night I'm all the way over at the other, I'm on the other side of the park. But when I did go to California Adventure at night, that's when I used to do night rides at Tower of Terror or something before they changed it, which I still do with it as Guardian sometimes. But yeah, I do still do that. Oh, that's right. There was one more character I did come across that I forgot that I mentioned that last August trip.
What area did you see this character in?
Almost the same spot I saw Tigger, but it was on a different day.
Okay. Is it someone from Winnie the Pooh again, or?
Oh, no, it was actually Alice.
I like Alice.
Yeah, she's very sweet, very cute.
So did you get to talk to her or just wave to her?
Oh, I did talk to her. I talked to her, took a few pictures, of course, and told her that maybe I'd see her again by the Harris place, maybe for a cup of tea.
Hey, did you see my favorite character, which is the Mad Hatter?
I wish, but he's been a little harder to spot since COVID happened. The last time I saw him was sometime by the teacups some years ago.
So,
but I have met the Mad Hatter before, just for the record.
Okay. So between the two parks of California Adventure and Disneyland, which one did you really kind of have the best experiences in on this trip?
For characters?
Well, no, just in general.
Well, I have to say Disneyland for sure. It's usually where the best stuff happens.
Ah, that's what I thought, yeah.
When you were at Disneyland, how many days was you there in August?
Well, we were there like two or three nights on the first trip, and then we were there pretty much the whole week on that last one.
Okay. Oh, wow. Big trip then. So you get home, right? Basically, you did a quick turnaround to go to Disney World, didn't you?
I wouldn't say quick turnaround just yet, because actually, that was late September when we did the Disney World.
Oh, wow. How did you last all those weeks without going into a park, Thomas?
Well, it wasn't too bad because some of my classes had started up for school that weekend, and they went and I, you know, worked on those a little bit.
Right. So you were kept busy with real life then.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So who is the one that turns around to you, Thomas, and says, "We're going to Walt Disney World"? Is that your mom?
Necessarily, we had that plan for quite a while.
All right.
Well, my aunt and uncle and I, well, my aunt did had that plan, but somehow, in some way, with my mother, ended up coming along with it as well. Even though she prefers Disneyland of them, which is of course not a bad thing. But I mean, I'm never going to be able to truly choose now which one I like the best, because each one has pros and cons.
Yeah,
and unique things about them.
Right. So you go to Disney World in the last week of September, and yep. you've got your family members with you. Anything?
And my uncle this time.
Oh, your aunt and uncle.
And my mother.
And your mum. Now, did your gran go to that one?
Nah, she's not really a Florida person.
Oh, okay. So did you guys stay on property?
Oh, yes. We were actually, we actually had rooms at the Pop Century.
All right. And what's your favorite thing about Pop Century?
Well, I guess the whole, it's the whole nostalgia memorabilia theming of it.
Now, do you like it that they have their own terminal for the Skyliner, or do you care for the Skyliner?
Oh, are you kidding me? I love the Skyliner.
Yeah. Okay, me too. That's one of the reasons I like to stay there. I mean, if I could, I would stay at the Art of Animation, but it's a lot easier to do Pop Century, I'm sure, as you experienced.
Hey, what about your mom and aunt? Do they like the Skyliner as well?
Well, I've heard good things.
Okay.
They're actually great with the Skyliner. We have never had any negative to say about the Skyliner.
Right. Okay, so do you want to share with us some things that might have stood out as special moments in September?
A lot. Yeah, several. Well, let's start with where I went first.
Okay.
We started Epcot.
When you went to Epcot, was Food and Wine on then?
I can't recall. The best thing about doing the Skyliner is that now we don't have to walk all the way from up the front.
Yes.
We can go right at, when the Skyliner just takes you like right across, right in the bridge between UK and France.
Yes.
At the International Gate.
But since we hadn't checked into the hotel yet, we couldn't use the Skyliner, so we went up to the front. We can only imagine how hectic that was, but we made it in.
So that was your first day there. Anything special?
Several, I think. Where do I start? Except at the beginning. So we got in there. We made it to the first half of the Future World, walked through all the way to the World Showcase. And first pavilion we visited was Mexico, which, of course, I can just safely say I don't think I'd ever been inside, but I never knew they could capture the amazingness of such a whole cultural in the pavilion inside one giant building.
Yes.
Thomas, are you saying you've never been in there before?
I may have, but I don't really remember if I ever had.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this is the first thing that we did was perhaps the first thing I already was so happy about, because since COVID had happened, one of the things I had been desperate to get back to Disney World for was to ride the Grand Fiesta Tour boat ride with Donald and his friends, the Three Caballeros, which is in and of itself a good film.
Oh yeah.
And they have a lot of depiction in other medias and stuff.
Did you go back and ride that, or was that just one time that you rode it on your visit?
I only rode it the one time because I wanted to see all the other pavilions and stuff.
Okay.
I'll go and give my thoughts on what I thought of it. Well, what else could I say except I loved it?
That says it all.
Yes, I loved it. All the time I've been waiting to go on it, and I loved it. Probably a little bit more than I thought I would.
Was there a special scene in Three Caballeros that you liked the most?
Not particularly. It's almost the same. It's almost like, but when you start the ride and you go see the restaurant, it's just like seeing the Blue Bayou at Disneyland when you're going on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, it is.
Well, most of it is like It's a Small World, but with the Mexican theme.
Right.
But if I had to pick a particular moment I like the best about the ride, it has to be at the very end with the three animatronics and they're singing the song.
Okay. Yeah, I think I like that one too. But I think the little scene before that where they're doing all the fireworks,
yes.
I really think they did a good job with that.
Oh, yes. Shall I move onwards for the
sure.
next
yeah.
journey?
Yeah.
Well, after that, we went to the next pavilions, which I believe it was the Norway Pavilion, where I took everyone on the Frozen Ever After ride.
Now, is that your first time on that since they changed it from the Maelstrom?
No, back in 2019 when I went. Do excuse me for going back on, but we're going to have to go back in time a little bit on this one to express my first time on.
Sure.
If I may. So on that particular time, I had not been to Disney World in like about 5 years at the time, since the time I went with my cousin and my friend when we went for the Star Wars weekends and Mark Hamill showed up.
Right.
That was just something I didn't want to miss, and we went and did that. Anyway, so that was my first, that was a special trip for me as well that weekend because of, well, the day before that was when I went to Hollywood Studios, and it was sentimental for me because it was a reunion with my beloved Tower of Terror after they took it away in California.
That was a good reunion, wasn't it?
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the next day was when I went to the Epcot that morning. I may not have mentioned this before, but one of my favorite Disney movies from modern times is Big Hero 6.
Yeah, good movie.
Yes, and the particular reason I was at Epcot that particular morning was to go see Baymax, whom I had never met and always wanted to since I had seen the movie.
Oh, wow.
And let's just say I did, and it made me so happy that I finally got to meet him.
Where did you meet him at?
Well, it was somewhere in the future world area. I can't it was like back. Well, he stopped doing meets sometime shortly after that during the renovation, right, when they started the renovating the future world area to what it's becoming now.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, so I met him, and if it hadn't been for my Aunt Lisa, I wouldn't have been able to have that moment.
Oh, nice.
Meaning, if she hadn't got me there, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Right.
So now, anyway, so on that was also the first time I did the Frozen ride, and now we can go back to the present.
No, I have a question for you. Do you like the Frozen ride better than what was Maelstrom?
Well, since Disney World was more super rare occasion compared to Disneyland, I can't say for sure on that one, but I will say I definitely do enjoy the Frozen ride because it's just a lot of greatness for it, especially considering you get to see Olaf on the ride.
I was going to ask who your favorite character was, and I don't have to.
From Frozen? Oh, of course, yeah. Olaf.
Oh, sure. It's most people's.
Do you know what, Thomas? Steve and I have still not been on the Frozen ride.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's beautiful, and then fabulous, and then words can't describe it enough. You'd have to see it to believe it. So I got them on that, and we walked across the different... I think it was the Food and Wine Festival going on. Yeah, I think I remember now, because we were trying all the different things. Well, they were.
Oh.
Mostly. I was just looking around at the shops and stuff.
Right.
Now, as far as the other pavilions, they all have their own uniqueness, but may I say this on a personal note, mm-hmm. to actually share them around my thoughts on a particular pavilion at Epcot?
Sure.
Mind you, others might not agree with me, but it's my considered opinion that Japan is the best spot in Disney World to go find candies and sweets since they're all Japanese themed out there.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to go buy candy at Disney World, I would go to any other one. But when you're at Epcot, Japan is the best spot to go get that.
Now, that's like hard candy, or is that like chocolate as well?
There's some soft candies, yes. Like there's
okay.
When I did another trip later, I did get some special Japanese Kit Kats from my cousin who happens to love those particular kinds. She says they're her favorite candies.
See, once again, Thomas, Steve and I have never really gone and checked out the candy in Japan.
Well, once I think we went.
Well, you went to get a drink with Michael.
Michael, yeah. We kind of went back in.
No, but you see, if I was going to buy candy, Thomas, I would go to England and get a bar of chocolate.
I probably would too, but I like some of the sweeter, but I like the sweet stuffs too, like, you know, gum and let's see what else. The Pocky Sticks, I like those. For sure, in general, outside the candy, the Japan Pavilion is one of my favorite pavilions at Epcot.
Now, is your favorite for buying candy? Can I ask, and I hope I'm not pushing you too far ahead in your story here, but if you had to choose one pavilion to say, this is the pavilion I like the best for how it looks, what would be your pavilion?
That's a tough one, but I'd probably say either UK or France.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I love China.
Oh, yes, China is beautiful as well.
Yeah.
We did go inside and inside the buildings there, of course, and there was, and what did we see? Well, we saw some great displays of the stuff they had at the Shanghai Disneyland Resort. Like we got some looks at the unique attractions there, like the River Rafts attraction that had the giant dragon-looking thing. Scary-looking monster, but it looks like something I'd like.
Oh, yeah.
It showed it showed some stuff about the, what do you call, oh, yes, about, I remember you telling me, Mr. Stink, about the Pirates of the Caribbean Battle of the Sunken Treasure, which I've seen hundreds of times on YouTube, but I would definitely love to see it in person someday for real.
Oh, you would. You absolutely would, Thomas.
I would. And being such a big fan of Pirates of the Caribbean and Captain Jack, I definitely would have to see it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do Shanghai, someday I actually will.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we saw that, and let's see where I go next. While they were doing something in Germany, I believe. Probably getting caramel apples or something. I came across Snow White.
Ah.
And perhaps I have, like, the most hilarious interaction with a princess anyone could ever imagine. When I walked up to my friend with Snow White, she actually greeted me with a typical, how do you do? And I actually replied like grumpy. I said, how do you do what? One of my favorite lines from Snow White.
Absolutely. That is. Good job, grumpy. Good job. I'm stealing that one next time I see her. I'm stealing that one from you.
There's your chance.
Yep.
Anyway, so all that walking out in the Florida's humidity was quite a strain for my mother at first, but we weren't able to get her wheelchair scooter yet, but I'm actually glad she managed to make it like all the way around World Showcase till we got to the UK Pavilion, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm now ready to say, if I may.
You may.
Good. We made the UK Pavilion, thankfully, and I believe we took the Skyliner from there. And here's the one reason I love to stop at the UK Pavilion. And perhaps maybe it's my favorite meal out there.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yes, you do, Sheila.
Yes, I do, Thomas.
Whenever I go to Epcot, I have to stop in the UK Pavilion and get myself a lovely little platter of fish and chips.
I love you, Thomas.
I knew you were going to say that just for me saying it. And funny thing, that was the first time I'd ever actually tried malt vinegar, and I actually really like it on my fish now.
Oh, heck yeah.
After that lovely little fish and chips dinner, we went to our room and took care of all our stuff out there. And I think we were there the last few nights of the, what do you call it? I can't remember the name of the previous Epcot nighttime show.
Epcot Forever, which didn't last that long.
when we went back that evening to catch it is when it took my mom to the Canada Pavilion where we ate the poutine.
Oh, That's another dish I love.
Oh yeah. Anyway, so we shared the poutine, and I never expected her to say that she had never tasted the gravy like that. It was perhaps the best gravy she said she ever tasted.
Where did you go from there then?
Well, we pretty much stayed in that night and watched the Cop Forever, which was fun to do, obviously.
Okay.
So, obviously, next day was Hollywood Studios Day.
Do you want to share some of the fun things you did?
Of course I will. But that already was filming special in and of itself, because it was finally my first time doing the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
All right.
Oh, what did you think of it?
Excellent. It was Yay. Amazing.
We actually got to do it, Thomas, when we went in January.
Yes, it's just amazing how it just like you walk through, are you actually inside the cartoon?
Okay, what's your best scene? Do you have a best scene on that ride?
I haven't been able to fully decide on that, but for now, I'm going to have to go with my mother's particular favorite scene, which I have to admit may have been my favorite as well. So until I figure it out, for now, I'm going to say that one is as well. It's the part where it's the sequence where where you follow Mickey and Minnie down on the river, and then it looks like it's dropping you down the waterfall. Yep.
Down the waterfall.
It amazes me how they're able to pull that off.
Yeah.
I liked the dance scene.
Oh, gosh.
I did.
Oh, yes. That part's great, too.
Steve's pulling a face here, Thomas.
Not even going to ask. So there was that. And of course, I have to say the Runaway Railway really far exceeded my expectations on that.
Yeah.
And another one. And of course, well, I can't top this. Now, almost every. Oh, now the nothing could stop us now. Oh, my family and I. And now we sing it all the time.
Yeah, now you got that one. That one's like, that's an earworm I can't get rid of. Nothing can stop us now.
We're going to make it happen. It's true. We sing it all the time. So did anything else particularly special happen on that one? I don't think anything on that particular day, but... that's right. We had our lunch date at the, we call it, Plant Hollywood at Disney Springs. I have to say, it was a little flustering getting there with my mom and I, because it's so big, and I managed to try and keep her in good shape about it. I mean, I told her it was not to worry. It was my first time to Disney Springs as well. Well, as Disney Springs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we made it, and I had a good meal at the Planet Hollywood, but of course, but in a way, our lunch date at Planet Hollywood actually worked to my own advantage.
And how's that, Thomas?
I managed to have that as sort of my, what do you call it, game plan ticket to finally make it to Gideon's Bakehouse up there.
You've done so much more than I have. What are their cookies like? Are they worth waiting for?
I've never tasted anything like it.
I guess that's a yes.
That is a yes. I've never tasted anything like it. It's just... So I might as well say, I think perhaps the cookies at Gideon's Bakehouse may be best in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, we've yet to have one yet.
Now, how long did you have to wait in line, or did your mum wait in line for you while you went to the Lego store?
I don't think I was in the line that long.
Oh, okay.
It went by kind of fast, probably because I was there a little, not too much later in the day.
Right. You got there a very good time then.
I suppose.
So, all right, you got the best cookie in the world. Is it just chocolate chip or?
They have all kinds. They even have special limited flavors for each month.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
They have chocolate chips. They have triple chocolates. They have, what do you call them? I think the special one for that month was lemon pop, for that September was lemon poppy seed.
Yeah, I'd pass on that one. Give me the chocolate chips, I'd say.
Oh, they also have chocolate, and they also have pistachio toffee flavored, which my aunt likes. They usually have a purchase limit to up to 6 or 7 per customer, so I usually get 2 of everything. since Gideon's is located, since Gideon's has no shops anywhere else in the darn country except 2 locations in Florida, I just always go and I get 2 of everything.
Okay, on my wish list is the next time you go to Disney Springs, you buy me a cookie and send it.
I don't know about that, but maybe I could, the thing about that is I don't know how good they'd last if I send them through postage.
Yeah, and you know what? Chances are it'll just be cookie crumbs by the time it gets here with chunks of chocolate.
I mean, they have good wrappers for it and stuff, but I'm not sure but I don't know if the taste would last if I sent it through postage.
Well, you know what? You and I have kept, twice, we've kept missing each other on your time at Disney, and then us coming to Disney, you kind of left the day before. But I know you and I are going to meet sometime, and when we do, you and I have a date down at Disney Springs to buy a cookie, right?
I would say date, but sorry, I'm taken.
Oh! You just broke... Thomas!
Bam!
You just broke my heart, Thomas!
Choking! Oh, I gotcha!
You got me good!
Yeah, I guess I could... But, yeah, I guess I wouldn't mind taking you there to show you what it's like. May I describe what the shop itself was like, if I may?
Yeah,
sure!
Very, very... kind of my creepiest style. It's like something out of a classic Tim Burton movie. With a little bit of dark Harry Potter vibes, like Nocturne Alley.
That surprises me, Thomas, and I don't know why. I've heard all about the cookies, but I've not heard anyone talk about the shop itself. And I don't think I would expect a shop that sells cookies to have that kind of theme to it, or am I missing something here?
Well, I think it works. Like I said, it's like something out of a classic Tim Burton movie, like, you know, Edward Scissorhands or Nightmare Before Christmas or Beetlejuice or whatever. Anyway, so what happened was I got there on my first round and Mom went with me. I bought my box of 6, she bought her box because, well, it was, we usually wouldn't spend so much on cookies like that, buying $100 worth on that. But it being my first time was a special thing. So, heck, if it's a special occasion, why not go for it, right?
Right. But the question I have to ask you is, how long did those cookies last you guys?
Probably quite a good week or two, because some of them, because to make them last longer, when we bring them home, we put them inside freeze them in the freezer.
Oh, all right.
We bought. At my first trip to Gideon's was a slice of the lemon poppy seed cake, which actually I managed to save by in the freezer for a good few weeks. And I managed to save it for the perfect occasion.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I managed to have it with a bowl of ice cream, and I took my Constance Hatchaway Funko Pop and put it there and smeared strawberry syrup over it to make it look like a bloody wedding cake. What exactly was the purpose of this? Oh! Why, that was my special treat platter for premiere day of Muppet's Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Now, I'm going off topic for a moment, but a while back, for other listeners out there, Shayla was not on this interview, this particular one, but I did talk with Steve.
Mm-hmm.
It was last October I came on the Disney Plus Take 4 as a special guest to share my review of the Muppet's Haunted Mansion.
That's right.
And it would have been the October episode.
Yep.
Let's see if I can get
a lot of fun.
For also sharing the stuff that was coming in November, yes. But I got the special plot to review Muppet's Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
I'm not sure much about the, what do you call it, other special moments that happened else that day. Oh, yes. I did have a character encounter when I got back into the park later that afternoon. Down by Echo Lake, I came across Goofy and Max.
Oh, wow. Both of them together?
Yes, they were out. Yes, they were out fishing down on the lake.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's right. I forgot to mention that when I was in California Adventure, they were doing, he and Goofy were doing the same thing down by the wharf on our way to, what do you call it, the Lamplight Lounge. I saw them there.
Right. Oh, neat.
So that happened, and then there was Magic Kingdom next morning. Before I get onto that, I had to say, well, anyway, so what did I do while I was there in the evening? Not much, except a few night rides at Tower of Terror.
How many rides did you do on the Tower of Terror?
Probably about 3 total, I think.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, in your group that went with you, other than you, who likes Tower of Terror?
I guess my aunt does, and
okay.
My uncle's fine with it. He likes the Guardians of California, but he knows how much Tower it means to me particularly.
Right.
I mean, he knows it's the one. You know, he's just one ride I have a special attachment to.
Yeah.
There was that, and I watched the Nighttime Spectacular. The Wonderful World of Animation, which is entertaining, but this is the one I keep hoping they'll bring back soon.
Yeah.
The one I hope they'll bring back soon is the Galactic Spectacular, the Star Scene one. Oh, that was my favorite.
Yeah, we saw, I think we saw that. I know I've seen it.
And then there's all the different lasers and stuff. Oh, that was my favorite nighttime show out there. My best bet is that they'll probably bring it back around May the 4th. Well, anyway, so yes, the next morning was Magic Kingdom, and I took them on things like, what do you call it, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I'm going to be honest. The first time I rode the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, I don't know. Oh, I got on it, and the first time I got on it ever in my life, I was kind of, I don't know, disappointed by it because it was so short.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought back and remembered it was probably because before I learned about how the DAS worked, it was because I had stood in a big line for it, and I just didn't expect it to go so short.
Because you're using the DAS pass, do you miss the queue lines?
Sometimes, but at least it's easier to get through when they get hectic.
Yeah.
If there's one particular queue I've missed most when using DAS, It would probably be at the Haunted Mansion, of course, because whenever the lines are low at Haunted Mansion, I would used to take the standby line sometimes and go play in the cemetery.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like fun, playing in the cemetery.
You could touch the tombstones and they play the music and stuff.
Yeah. Did you ever find the engagement ring?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the bride's ring. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it took me several years. It took me a few years to find that one.
Yeah, it was the same for us. We could never find it, and then suddenly we found it, and I got a picture of it to prove it. So
that happened. I took them to Magic Kingdom as well, and we did all the things. After a few early morning rope drops, I also got a good score on Buzz. I can't remember what my score was, but I might have a picture somewhere. Then we did, Yes, the Seven Dwarves, and dare I just say this about when it comes to snacks and foods out there? When it comes to foods of the Magic Kingdom, my mom is crazy about the cinnamon rolls at Gaston's Tavern.
I've got to try one. I do. They are huge, but I got to try one.
You'd be eating it alone. I don't like cinnamon.
Oh, that's right. You don't.
No.
All that. Did I manage to get on the Haunted Mansion? Of course I did.
Ah. Can never miss that ride.
Nope. It'd be my number one. It wouldn't make sense to miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, all the other usuals, like Pirate. I did like Pirates, of course. And almost every time I've been out there in the Pirates area, I've managed to come across Jack somehow.
Where'd you see him this time? Was it at right near Pirates?
Yeah, on the little a little stage right across from there, because he used to do the pirate tutorial show for the kid that used to be like the Jedi show.
Yeah.
Well, now he sometimes meets around there.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I go up. Yeah, whenever he's out there, I take a chance to visit with him. The queue theming on Pirates is really cool out there, but the experience and setup of Pirates is usually better in California.
Yeah, you got that right.
But either way, it still has the feel because it's still Pirates. As long as it's there, I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, but I do like the extra drop and the extra scenes in the one at Anaheim.
I agree. And let's see what else there is. Oh, yes. This is another ride I cannot miss when I go to Magic Kingdom. It's the Magic Carpets.
Really? You like that one?
We haven't been on that one.
Well, it's just almost the same thing as Dumbo, but with the Magic Carpet themes. And how could I not love it? It's Aladdin.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to unique things in Magic Kingdom, there ain't nothing better than a Magic Carpet ride.
That's it. And a spitting camel out in front.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. The camel. The golden camel. Watch out. They spit.
I actually got hit by that last time we were there. Right in the back.
There aren't actually 75 of those out there.
Did you go on Jungle Cruise while you were in that area?
I believe I did. I can't recall if I did on that particular trip, because Jungle Cruise used to usually be a one-and-done ride for me because it was never in my top, like, Haunted Mansion. But I will be honest. I do make it sort of a new thing to do, because after I hit Disney Plus on the Premier Access and I watched it on with The Rock, I just love the attraction even more.
Yeah.
So the movie itself has made you enjoy the ride more then?
A bigger fan of the ride, yes, you might, if you put it that way, not too far from the truth.
Yeah.
The thing I actually like about the Jungle Cruise Magic Kingdom compared to Anaheim is that it takes you inside, is when you go inside the temple. It's so creepy.
Yeah, and see, only Walt Disney World does that.
Yeah. Sure, the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland is a great experience in and of itself, but
oh, absolutely.
But Disney World's Jungle Cruise is very unique in the way it takes you inside the Cambodian temple.
So when you were on the Jungle Cruise, did you get to see the elephants?
Yes, and of course they all had their trunks on.
Ah, you beat me to it. Dang it.
Somehow I just knew that's what you were going to ask me.
Yeah, you got it. Did they have water in their trunks?
I think they did.
Or are you sure it was water?
It had to be.
Everyone thinks it's water, but it's not.
Yeah. Thank you, Thomas.
I'm sorry. I told that one on the last show.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, what happened else in September? Well, we just mostly, just things around, and we caught our last viewing of the Happily Ever After, of course.
Yeah, I wish I got to see that.
Now, the new spectacular Enchantment, it's not, as, 100% great as Happily Ever After, but it's still fun to watch because it's not the same thing, but it's still fun to watch.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it back in January, and I don't like going back, but, I really, really, really like the music in Happily Ever After.
I did too. I mean, I thought the soundtrack for Enchantment was fun, was good, but
yeah,
the re-instrumentations of the Disney songs was great for it, but the main themes for the Enchantments may have left a lot to be said, but overall, Enchantment is not as bad as a lot of the early reactions for it were.
No, it's not. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
On these trips, we've usually spent the last mornings in Animal Kingdom.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so we do that, and I take them on the, what do you call it, the Pandora boat ride.
Okay.
The safari, and then the dinosaur ride. But I think my personal favorite thing in Animal Kingdom, which unfortunately is closed down right now, would be the Expedition Everest.
Yeah, it went down when we were there, too. I think it went down the day before we got there.
That's actually my favorite in Animal Kingdom, the Everest. It's like, when it comes to roller coasters, I think it's one of the scariest things that Disney had ever done.
Yeah, I can see that.
So that was a September trip. We managed to save bring some Gideons home, which worked out perfectly. And then it wasn't too long before we ended up back for Halloween.
No, when you got back from your September trip, did you know then that you were going to be going back for Halloween?
I suspected we probably would have, but I didn't think we were going to do it.
Right.
But we ended up with it anyway, and that worked out perfect, but it worked out. Well, what was the first? Where was the first park we went to? Well, Epcot again.
Thomas, do you always start with Epcot?
We usually do, yeah.
Okay.
Now, on these trips, we usually have. Anyway, we picked Epcot as our starter for good reason because we managed to snag the virtual queue for the Remy's Ratatouille adventure.
Was that your first time on that ride?
Well, yeah, it hadn't opened to the general public yet when we went in September.
Oh, that's right. It opened the 1st of October, yeah?
Yeah, right after we left. But
yeah.
I knew we'd be back for it.
So what did you think of that ride?
It's almost the same thing as Runaway Railway, except with Ratatouille.
Right.
It's got a lot of similarities, absolutely.
But yeah. I like it. But I love it because it's actually a ride set in France.
Yeah.
And, of course, why wouldn't I give this to credit? It's a great movie. Even though my mom is not particularly fond of rodent-themed movies and won't watch it, she managed to go on it anyway and quite enjoyed it.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you liked the movie.
Well, I didn't see it when it first came out. It took me years before I saw Ratatouille, and it's my cousin's favorite Pixar movie. And I happen to love the message it has with the anyone can cook.
Yes.
See, Steve?
No, not. I am sorry. Not anyone can. I am looking at someone.
Which of these trips did you take when it was your mum's birthday?
That was December, but I am going to get to that, sure.
Okay, all right. I keep jumping ahead of you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sometimes I jump ahead too on things. So you're not alone.
No, thank you, Thomas.
Anyway, so we did that. It was my first time on Remy, and I really liked it. I liked it, and while I was waiting for them for our turn, they have the new La Crêperie de Paris in that vicinity, and I had to, and as much as I love the fish and chips, now I love the crepes that they have in that new area.
Yeah, but you know what, Thomas? You can still have your fish and chips and have your crepes for dessert. Mm.
Of course. Well, I had a mixed berry crepe and it was delicious.
Ooh, okay.
And, well, I don't know if there was really much that stood out from what happened at Hollywood Studios, except we managed to make it through the morning until we got some heavy rain that day, and I had to wait, and I went back to the room for a while, but which is fine.
Sure.
As much as a rainy day at Disney can be a good time, with it being that heavy, I could probably, caught a death of cold or something.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say death of cold, but...
cold.
I don't know. I have a lot of paranoia for things like that sometimes, and they exaggerate a little bit, but I don't know. It was probably would have been too rainy for all that, but I don't know how to describe it, but that worked out well because I managed to get in at least two or three rides in on the Riders of the Resistance, of course.
Wow.
And then Tower Terror again as well. of course, Runaway Railways for starters, and some, and let's see. Oh yes, and I finally did the, what do you call it? I finally ate the Pizza Rizzo place, the little pizza bar themed to Rizzo Rat from the Muppets.
Yeah, how was it?
Pretty good.
Okay, good.
After I had my lunch there, I went and saw the Muppet Vision 3D, of course, and funny timing too, because I went in while when they had changed the pre-show for Halloween to promote Muppets on the Mansion with Pepe all over the place in it.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yes, and it was just so awesome because as we talked about last time, Mr. Steve, I'm a huge fan of Pepe the King Prawn.
Right.
I don't know what it is. There's just something about him I really like. It must be his, it must be his charisma, okay?
Yeah.
Well, there was that, and I saw that. Oh, and, after that is when we got to the 2 days for Magic Kingdom on that. What did we did the usual stuff, you know, took them on some rides, like, what do you call it? Let's see, I took them on Seven Dwarves and stuff, and the other things. I took them on the Seven Dwarves and hung out on the story and met them later at the Dumbo area in Storybook Circus, which was actually a nice little thing to try. I mean, do.
Did you and your family go to see any stage shows when you were there?
I can't say for sure if we do the stage shows much, but I do. I took them into the Muppets Vision at one point.
Right.
That's good.
There was this one time in our December trip when me and my aunt and uncle went to go meet my mom for lunch at the Grand Floridian, and our way out, we second-lined in the cavalcade.
Oh, cool.
I didn't want to jump ahead, but you asking me about the stage shows and stuff reminded me.
No, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we can jump forward and backwards. We can do anything we want on this show, Thomas. It's magical. I am going to jump you over to Hollywood, actually, for a moment. Did you ever go to see, in any of these trips, Indiana Jones?
Can't say I have, because I don't think it was back open yet. But either way, I can't say I did.
It was opened in January.
For some reason it didn't appeal to me to go do that. But I did have another something special did happen in January.
Oh yeah.
Hollywood Studios on one of those days. But Sheila, if you don't mind, we could, even if I jump ahead, we could still edit this for later on.
Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's good. All good, Thomas.
I'll save this one. Well, anyway, so we did almost the same things, except, oh, that's right, for this Magic Kingdom trip, I believe it was my first time on Carousel of Progress.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I heard so much about it and talked about in past Disney stories and heard the song, but I couldn't say I'd ever actually been on the thing whenever I went to Disney World, and I have to say it was magnificent.
Yeah.
You see, you surprised me, Thomas, but I shouldn't be surprised, because you go after the thrill rides. So it kind of makes sense that you're missing some of the other smaller kind of Sheila rides. So you liked the Carousel of Progress. Which scene did you like in that one?
Can't say there was a particular one. I just love the whole thing.
Right.
It's great because, you know, it's indoors and it's cool inside on a hot day.
Did any of your family members fall asleep?
Not really. Not really. But they didn't. I didn't, actually, they never went. They hadn't been on it with me when we were there in October. But I did take them on at one point in December. But I'm just saying, in general, I love the Carousel of Progress.
Yeah. Oh, what about the People Mover? Did you go on that at all?
Once or twice.
Okay. So you would have seen the progress they're making with Tron then, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm actually I am excited for the Tron, yes.
Yeah, you're going to like that one too.
Steve went on it when he was in Shanghai.
Unlike Spell the Sunken Treasure, this is one I'd rather wait for to open at Magic Kingdom to see for myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand that.
So I know it's from Shanghai, but unlike with Battle of the Sunken Treasure, which I've seen on video, I haven't seen any videos of the Tron coaster, because this one, I'd rather just wait.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, and then not much else happened except, well, since it was Halloween, I was pretty much geeking out over those 2 days, Haunted Mansion-wise. I had these fingerless skeleton gloves. I had Haunted Mansion shorts, Madame Leota ears, and bought a Ghost Host cap.
Wow.
And there was, so that's pretty, and I think now we can, I think now that I've mentioned all that, I could probably mention what I actually happened on Halloween Day.
Okay.
At first, we had made reserves for Magic, for Hollywood Studios, because there weren't any slots available for Magic Kingdom, but Halloween at Hollywood Studios starting out seemed appropriate, since you can see on a faded sign on the fence that it was October 31st, 1939, the night the incident at the Hollywood Tower Hotel happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Did we wear costumes that morning? Well, yes, we did. I can't remember what my aunt and uncle did. But I remember my mom did a little bit of an Ursula bound.
Oh, cool.
I went as Barley Lightfoot from the movie Onward. Yes, I'm glad we picked that, because I love Barley, and I especially considering Chris Pratt plays him.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I only wish I had gotten a chance to see Onward in theaters, but I never had the chance, because then COVID happened.
Yeah, that was the last movie I saw at a theater. I haven't been back yet.
I actually have, at least a few times.
Good for you.
Three trips to the theater since then. My first trip back to the movie theaters was in October, when I went and saw the movie Halloween Kills with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
I went and saw that, and because I'm a huge fan of the Michael Myers movies.
Yep.
And then in December, I went with my aunt and uncle, and we saw the new West Side Story.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one to pick. My aunt loves the original West Side Story, and Spielberg's take on the West Side Story was just nothing short of amazing.
I've heard. So I have not seen it yet, but I am looking forward to it.
And well, just so you know, when you do see it, you'll feel pretty.
There you go.
It's the song I know most from it, so the joke fits.
Yep, it does. I always feel pretty.
Anyway, so the third I had seen since then was on New Year's Eve when my mom and I went and saw Spider-Man No Way Home.
See, I have not seen it yet.
Well, it was pretty darn epic. I can't lie about that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Now I'm ready to get back on track finally.
Okay.
So I went as Aunt Barley that morning, and what happened? What was the special thing? Well, even though we had couldn't reserve Magic Kingdom that day, I managed to get into Magic Kingdom later that afternoon via park hopping.
There you go. Yep.
Actually, the first time I had ever parked up on a day at Hollywood Studios. And what did I manage to do at Magic Kingdom that Halloween night? Geek out. I spent the whole Halloween night at the Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
That's cool.
How many times did you ride it that night?
Well, I managed to ride it a set number of times in those 2 days we were at Magic Kingdom beforehand, and I made it up to number 13.
Oh, nice. Lucky 13. Oh, unlucky.
So fortunately, I was able to park up from Hollywood Studios via the bus to the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Unfortunately, Hollywood Mansion had a breakdown right when I got there, but it wasn't a total loss, because I got to go to Pirates and Carousel Progress again, and then I saw Jack again.
Cool.
And it turns out I actually happen to know one of the cast members at Magic Kingdom's Haunted Mansion by the name Raven.
Raven. Wow. That's kind of an appropriate name for Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. She was without a doubt perhaps one of the most spirited cast members at any Disney resort I have ever met.
Spirited cast member.
Yeah.
I love your sense of humor, Thomas.
So I had some special Halloween treats and rode behind a mansion all night. Well, unfortunately, I wasn't able to ride Everest again because I had a breakdown that day, the next morning. But it made no big deal because I got to go ride Dinosaur at least, which I like as well. That's pretty much the end of the October trip. Now we can talk about what happened in November.
Okay.
This was a special occasion for my Nana. She was going the weekend of Veterans Day, because She is a Navy vet. So we took her to honor the vets, including her, and watched the flag retreat.
Oh, nice.
And here's something really amazing. My Nana and my grandfather, on my mom's side, that is, they were married during the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was during that exact time period and weekend of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Where did they get, just curious, where did they get married at? What town, city, or whatever? Do you know?
I'm not sure, because, you okay. know, Navy tends to go around. Navy people tend to go around from coast to coast and place to place.
Right.
But they do happen to still live in Albuquerque.
Oh, okay.
So, Thomas, there you are with your grandmother. How does that make you feel, knowing that, you know, she was military, your grandfather's military, and you're standing next to them on Main Street?
My father was with us, but my grandmother was.
Oh, okay.
I just stood a further distance. I actually stood another area away because I was actually with my, because I was actually on the other side of, the, I was actually on the other side of the road with my friend, in the area with my friend Jack, and, this is something else I'm going to mention. This was actually my friend's first trip. I've been talking about doing this with him since we were like six.
Oh my gosh, what a magical trip this one was. Besides your grandmother.
Definitely. Actually, I think in actual terms, I think I was older than six since we talked about it. But I was saying that in terms of exaggeration and generalities.
Right.
But for like near 20 years, I've been talking about bringing him and stuff.
So tell us, Thomas, what was that like?
It was like different from what I expected at first because he had the two brothers who are also my friends, but they've got families and stuff. But they have wives and children and stuff. So it wasn't quite all I planned to get them all there, but at least with one of them, it's a start. We still hope to get the brothers out there sometime. But it was awesome to get to share with him and show him everything. He had had Disney Park experience before, but only once years ago when we took him to Disney World when me and my cousin took him with us to Disney World when we saw Mark Hamill. But anyway, sharing it with Disneyland turned out to be almost more than we bargained for because, well, anyway, I got there. We were on our own the first day. I mean, I was. It was just me and my mom and my granny on the first night. And then Jack joined us the next day with the rest of the group. And, well, sharing everything with him was like almost like everything we dreamed of. Well, or I dreamed of with him.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So we started California Adventure and whatnot. And that worked out well. And then, well, my other aunt was also with us on this trip as well. My aunt Patricia, who's really a fun person to be around in general, was with us on this trip as well. And she's just a fun person in general.
You say a fun person in general. Just going off topic very quickly, I saw the pictures that your family took around New Year's Eve, Christmas, and your family looks like the family to be around for lots of fun.
I suppose we are, Sheila. We are.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, my aunt Trish is the one who wore the yellow dress for our Disney Beauty and the Beast night, and we did the scenes word for word together. So there was that. Anyway, let's get back to the main story. So we took my Nana for the Veterans Day, yes, and we all saw the flag retreat that day on Veterans Day, which worked out excellently. And as for Jack's first experience, it was actually quite well. As soon as we park hop later to Disneyland, I took him around Main Street and all the other stuff, and I showed him around. And he seemed to be actually really have been enjoying himself with me showing him around everything.
So is he from Texas also?
Yes, he lives in Austin.
Okay.
I never mentioned that. I don't think he ever made a rope drop with us except on our last day on it, which I will get to soon. You see, when I'm on these vacations, I'm always making the run to get to rope drops when they start.
Good for you.
Well, he joined me a little later after the rope drop on Veterans Day and where else, but Well, who else was, what other character was I with that morning when he finally showed up? But I was with Pinocchio again. And I was really decked out for him. I had like the special shirt that matches his, clothes, that matches Pinocchio's own clothes. I had the ears and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
So I took a few pics with Pinocchio, and then my friend showed up, and then we took one together with the three of us.
Neat.
Oh, that happened, and Jack seemed to be just enjoying himself overall, and he just, we knew each, we've known each other since we were, like, very young, so this was just really something special in general.
Right.
Cool.
So what else happened on that weekend? Well, the next morning we all got in early for the Disney Plus day.
It was the anniversary of Disney Plus.
And yep, and I remember already setting up my accounts and getting my and setting my stuff up for it. And then when it premiered, even with all the problems, I was still loving it because it had everything. And the very first thing I watched that very first morning was the first episode of The Mandalorian.
Oh, cool.
I never mentioned, what did I watch later that night to top it off in the evening? So the one thing I've been waiting, another thing I've been waiting for to see Plus Store would have been the live-action Lady and the Tramp. That movie was just, I mean, as much as I understand people, as much as I understand many of us are so much at the point where we're just, you know, over and done with these live action retellings, I'm going to say that one was absolutely adorable.
I loved it. Actually, there's not many live actions I don't like.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Mr. Steve, I'm definitely scared about the Pinocchio one. I just hope that one doesn't turn out too bad. One thing I actually am having a positive for already about the Pinocchio one is Tom Hanks as Geppetto. I cannot really discredit that.
Okay. I agree. I mean, how can you? I mean, every time he does a role, I'm like, ooh, is he going to be able to pull that off? And he does every single time. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, Tom Hanks is just one of those actors who's good in anything, even if it might be a bad film, he's still good in it.
You got it.
And somehow, him being a Geppetto, I think I can see that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, I did watch Lady and the Tramp on the first Disney Plus night as well. And what else did I have for dinner while watching it? Why, what else appropriately but a plate of spaghetti?
Nice.
And so let's get back on the main subject. What happened on Disney Plus Day? Well, not much, except I saw characters I've never usually seen, like Turk and Jean from Tarzan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen any Tarzan characters in years.
No, I haven't either. I remember seeing Turk, but I don't even remember where I saw her.
When I was little, I actually had no idea Turk was a girl, despite being voiced by Rosie O'Donnell. But that's, like, but that's not surprising. But that's actually not that surprising, because I also used to think Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh was a girl.
Oh, okay.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But funny how you learn these things years later.
Oh, yeah.
Later on that day, another first I had met that day was Carl and Doug from Up. I had seen the movie a few times, but I never actually met them. So I'd never seen Doug before or Carl, but I'm glad I did, because when I took the pictures, I actually dedicated the posts in the memory of Ed Asner.
Oh, good for you.
I mean, since Ed Asner played him, it only seemed appropriate.
Yep, that was nice.
So the next thing I'm going to talk about is, of course, afterwards, later that afternoon, the family finally all gathered for something else we've been waiting for since we heard the news about it. Was the return of the Christmas parade, the Christmas fantasy parade, which we in the family usually enjoy watching around Christmas time out there.
Yeah, well, that was nice.
Well, yeah, it's kind of one of those family favorite things out there that they enjoy doing as well. And it was just, and well, for me, the most important thing about it was that I was just glad to finally have a parade back.
Yeah, no joke. Now, if we could just get a nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom.
I concur.
Okay, so anything else on that trip before we move on to the next last little bit, Thomas?
Well, I'm afraid not really for the November trip, except it actually all went off without a hitch, mostly.
And that's good.
So, yeah, I think now is the time we can move on for December.
Okay. All right. So December, you were Florida. Okay. Yeah. Anything that stood out on that trip that was different from all the other trips that you had taken?
Yeah. a lot of park hopping.
Okay.
But it was also work. But on one of those days, that actually worked out because I finally did a nighttime ride Expedition Everest, and it made it even scarier.
Yeah, it can be very much. I've done it a couple times.
Why is it scarier?
I don't know.
It's in the dark of night.
Yeah, especially that trip up the hill, and then you look out over the parks.
Well, but that's nice.
The reason is because on one of our Magic Kingdom days, we parked up to Animal Kingdom to watch the Christmas tree. Tree of Life show.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, we saw all the different Christmas trees around the park. Oh, let's see how this. Let me just say how it all went down in the order. First, compared to unlike how we usually start at Epcot, I got dropped off at Hollywood Studios that morning and got to watch a Christmas cavalcade, which was nice.
Yeah.
And then I went watching around the. Then I went and saw the Christmas tree and stuff. And then later, after I did, I think Rise of the Resistance at that point was when I did the. Was when I parked up over to Epcot for the evening. So we did that, and then we found the Epcot, the Christmas cookie trail, where we have all the different cookie flavors from the for the holiday flavors.
Right.
Can't remember all of it myself, but I think I really liked the cookies they had on that trip. So we did that. So then we did it one day at Hollywood Studios as well. And then that worked out because later that night we got to watch the Christmas projections on the Tower of Terror, where they had to turn into the giant Toy Story toy box. And then the Swedish Chef turns it into a giant gingerbread hotel.
I've heard that. I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Now, of course, on Monday was the big one because it was my mom's birthday. Oh, yes, I forgot to mention. One of the things we did on one of our days was eat at that have a lunch at the Grand Floridian Hotel. And I have to say, it was actually really quite nice there. The hotel was actually very beautiful. And I really liked that giant Christmas tree in the lobby and then the big gingerbread house.
Yeah. Where did you eat at the Grand Floridian for lunch?
I can't remember exactly what spot it was. Can't remember what restaurant inside the hotel it was. But I'll have to take a look at that and then I'll be able to tell somebody.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, there was that. And then, for my mom's birthday, we did perhaps the craziest thing I ever thought I could pull off at Disney World.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did it because, you know, I felt it was only fair since it was my mom's birthday. They insisted on doing this, and I went with it. We managed to park up all four of them in one evening.
You did all four parks in one evening?
In one day. Because now they have the park hop, because now they don't start park hopping until afternoon.
Now, was that the first time that you did all four parks?
All on the same day, yes.
Wow.
Welcome to the club. And that's a lot harder to do now than when we did it.
Yeah.
So how did you like that, doing all four?
Oh, so frantic. I'm not sure if I'd ever want to try. Sure if I'd try that again. In the near future, I'm not sure, but maybe I will.
Yeah. Well, that's just a badge you can wear. Four parks in a day.
Well, we did that. So we did the four parks in one day, and then we did all at Epcot the next morning and got my uncle on Remy for his first time. And,
cool.
You know, as we waited for our turn, we all sat and gathered and had crepes. I tried the actual dish itself in a goulash of ratatouille. I cannot say I was wild about it.
All right.
But I tried it, at least. That's the important thing. Before I managed to call it quits that evening to catch my plane to New Mexico for Christmas the next morning is when I went back to Japan because I had to make one last stop to buy some green tea, just to buy the green tea Kit Kats for my cousin.
Oh, cool.
I have never had green tea Kit Kats, and I love Kit Kats. Didn't know they even existed. Okay, you know what, Thomas? You are giving me a to-do list when I go back to Disney World.
I don't know if they'll have the green tea ones in stock when you go, but I saw a raspberry kind that I actually bought at the market in town the other day.
Wow. Really? I've not seen raspberry.
No.
When I go to Canada to see my kids, they usually have a lot of different flavored Kit Kats up there that we don't get down here. Like orange Kit Kat and mint Kit Kat and
I could have sworn I remember hearing about an orange mint. I mean, a mint Kit Kat around here somewhere in the U.S., but maybe it's just me.
Yeah, they had it a couple of years ago, yeah.
Mind you, it was not my place to say, but I'm afraid you telling that Sheila gave me a bit of deja vu.
Oh, really?
It's probably just me. All right, so we did all that, and well, Christmas with the rest of the family was great, and after Christmas, we took a trip in January on the MLK Day weekend.
God, I bet it was crowded, wasn't it?
Not as bad as I thought it would be, but I was a little bummed out to find there was nothing for Chinese New Year set up at Epcot, but it wasn't too bad because I managed to do something Chinese related when I saw Mulan.
Oh yeah,
I see her in the pavilion, and it was fair to take a picture with her being close to Chinese New Year. And why would I not want to? I remember I may have been like only 5 years, going on six at the time it came out, but I remember seeing Mulan in the theater when I was a kid.
Right.
Mind you, it's maybe not my place to say, but it probably actually is. Pretty much without doubt, one of the best Disney movies ever made.
I can kind of agree with you on that. I really like that one.
I do.
Actually, thematically appropriately for it being post Chinese New Year, I was wearing Have any of you ever seen people walking around the park with those little stuffed animals on their shoulders, like the little magnet kinds of shoulder pals?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had one. It turns out Chinese New Year, I had one that I had gotten years before, but I didn't remember where I had gotten it. I think it was a gift. But I had one of Mushu.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
So I wore him around a lot when I was at Epcot, and it actually worked out perfectly in China. And I actually had some good themed shirts for the China Pavilion while I was there, and I managed to have it again at California Adventure. Ooh. I don't mean to jump ahead and get off topic, but I'll go ahead and say this since granted it's related to the Chinese New Year stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but first of all, before you say anything, Mushu on your shoulder, did you get any comments about that?
Several, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's so cool.
I think it even surprised Mulan herself a little bit to see Mushu on my shoulder. Now, here's the other thing. Every time we're at Disneyland and we start off the day at and we have our one day we start off a California Adventure, I always go and wear a Marvel-themed t-shirt. And I'm sure the question is, what does this have to do with all the Chinese stuff? I'm about to tell you right now. Because at some point last year, right before Christmas, my mom and I watched the Marvel movie, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and it happens to be one of my new favorite Marvel movies.
Right.
And since it's about a Chinese crime organization and they're fighting against it, it only seemed thematically appropriate. So I had bought a couple because I was going to save one of them for California Adventure.
Oh, okay.
And I did. But I'm going to get to that. So anyway, so we got into Epcot that morning, and we wrote, and I managed to DAS Remy twice since they dropped the virtual queue finally.
Oh, right.
But sadly, when I got there, because of the frantic lines and all that crud, we were unable to procure the Figment popcorn buckets at first. But my uncle did manage to get two of them later on. Right, I'm actually glad he managed. Yeah, I have to say that he was one. My Uncle Stephen was one lucky son of a gun to manage to procure those. So, yeah, you might say we lucked out. Well, so that happened. Had a nice first day at Epcot with the fish and chips and stuff, as usual. Ooh. Didn't really buy much candies at Japan because I already had a thing ready.
Oh, there you go.
But I still went around and explored because I like to go see the extra stuff. And, well, this is now something does stand out from what happened the next day at Hollywood Studios, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
This is really something that's going to be one for the record books.
Uh-oh.
Because the character recitings, character meets had been making comebacks. We happened to be there on the very first day of Olaf's return.
Really?
Yes, at Hollywood Studios. But that's not all.
And there's more?
Oh, there is about. And there
We're
is
waiting, Thomas.
I'm getting to that. So when I went to his meet spot, they were having some technical difficulties opening up, but they managed. And that didn't turn out for the worst. It actually turned out for the best. Why?
Okay.
Because I happened to actually be the very first guest to welcome Olaf back on his first day back.
Oh, no way.
It's true.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
In short, today Olaf made his comeback for meet and greets. I was very, very first in line.
Wow.
How special was that?
I know. It's been one of my worries for years to come. So then later on, at some point during the day after that, I was just, well, I didn't know at first until later on that happened that Rick was going to be there literally in the same time I was.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
about that, yeah.
You guys actually met.
Yes, I kind of had my hopes up for that.
Oh, were they dashed when you met him?
That was mean, Sheila.
What was that experience like, Thomas?
Well, I was just glad to actually meet the guy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I saw Olaf on his first day back, of course, being first in line. And then later I saw him I saw Mr. Rick when I was coming out of the Muppet. I was just glad to actually meet him in person, finally.
Yep. Yep. Rick's a great guy. Don't listen to Sheila.
Well, after meeting him and then doing a couple of rides on Rise of Resistance that day is when I had to make a few plan changes because of some bad weather that seemed unavoidable the next morning with it being raining in. So I just parked up over to Magic Kingdom for the night for that evening and decided, oh, well, just go for it.
Yeah.
I'm a guy who hates changes in routines and plans, but I decided in this case it was for the best. I'm like, go ahead, Thomas. I was like, go ahead, Thomas, go ahead. Move some things around. You can swap it around later. So once again, I had done something I never usually would do when I parked up from Magic King from Hollywood Studios for like the third time ever. I had done that in my life.
Wow.
Or was it the fourth, actually, if you count the 4-in-1 day thing? Anyway, the point is, I went and did that, and then I went over to I did some Magic Kingdom stuff. Like, I forgot. That actually worked out because we were supposed to be park hopping that day because we had dinner reservations at the Be Our Guest restaurant.
Ooh.
What did you think of that?
I have to say it was a really amazing experience how they got all the detail and story from the Beauty and the Beast all into one big fancy restaurant.
Okay, but what did you think of the food?
Kind of picky about what I eat, but they managed to make some good accommodations.
Oh, okay.
With a simple plate of grilled chicken, plain mashed potatoes and stuff.
Okay, because I was unfortunately not very impressed with the meal that we had when we were there.
Yeah, but you compared the meal to the price.
Yeah, for what you pay for it, that's expensive to eat there.
Oh, that's a bit. Well, that's a bit of a downer because we actually all enjoyed the food, really.
Yeah, good job, Sheila.
But we actually enjoyed the rest of the experience overall because the people seeing the Beast come out and wave to us.
The Beast didn't even come out.
Yes, he did.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember him coming out.
You were busy eating your terrible meal.
I was eating the great stuff at that point, probably.
But the gray stuff I liked the best from there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was good. I have no problem with that.
Well, of course it is. Even Lumiere himself says it's delicious. Don't believe him. That's delicious.
And I did. And they agreed.
So there's that. And we got rained out the next morning. But wasn't a total loss because we all had lunch the next day at Steakhouse 71.
What's that like?
Well, it's the new restaurant inside the Contemporary Resort, and it was actually a really great meal.
Okay. I hear so many people say the same thing, Thomas.
You had lunch?
Correct.
Okay.
That was also the day my uncle got us the popcorn buckets. We found the mini 50th one, and then later that evening, he got the Figment ones. Anyway, well, my mom had a nice French onion soup. I had this big turkey club sandwich with nothing but the turkey and bacon and breading in it.
Wow. Okay.
I managed to ask politely to make sure to accommodate for not much, but nothing but a plain sandwich, and they actually agreed to that.
Cool.
I think that's the nice thing about Disney, Thomas. They're very accommodating to people's dietary needs.
It wasn't so much as my dietary needs there. It's just that, you know, I'm kind of picky about what I eat.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to try new things later. But I am trying to try new things in food. You, Sheila, because you were telling my mom about a particular favorite type of, a particular type of chocolate cake you like. We ordered the thing in chocolate cake and we're like, this can't be it.
Yeah, I can remember that. I think I was talking about a different restaurant, but I could be wrong because I've never been to that restaurant before.
No, you have, when it was The Wave.
Oh, The Wave.
Yeah.
Oh, now it all makes sense. It was a different type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, now that I know it was because Steakhouse 71 used to be a different restaurant, and that's where the confusion comes in now.
Yeah.
We still thought of him eating the chocolate cake because we thought that was it.
Oh.
Nevertheless, we're just glad to be at the place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we managed to run up over to Animal Kingdom and take a good ride on the safari. I tried the DSS for the Avatar ride, but the wait times were too crazy for it. It would take hours to get a return. It would take hours before a return time would be set for us. So we just went and did the Kilimanjaro Safari, which was not bad at all. After that, I parked up back over to Magic Kingdom and did a few things. Like, I went back to I did Magic Carpets, got to the Haunted Mansion, did a few more Haunted Mansion stuff and whatnot. And then, well, pretty much the next day, we spent the morning at Magic Kingdom, did the Jungle Cruise and stuff. I saw Jack across from the fire, and then parked out to Hollywood Studios, and then watched the nighttime shows. On our last day, we had a slight technical problem with the Avatar ride, the Flight of Passage. For some reason, my restraints didn't seem to work properly for me, so I was unable to join in. But I don't know exactly what happened. Despite me being overweight, but working on losing weight, the restraints had never had a problem before with me, although I've had my suspicions. But I'm going to focus more on the positive is that my uncle managed to speak to guest services and managed to change my reservation for me to get to do a few things at Hollywood Studios so I wouldn't lose the day since Everest was closed down anyway.
Right.
So I managed to get over to Hollywood Studios and did a few things. I got on Tower of Terror, Star Tours, and then the Mickey, and then the Runaway Railway before I left.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually should mention, I had a Haunted Mansion Magic Band for the first few trips, but when my aunt and uncle went for New Year's, under normal conditions, they went for New Year's, but we didn't because my mom would have been too much for it with New Year's crowds. Me, on the other hand, I would love to join them, but under normal conditions, I only would have done it under normal conditions, but during COVID, I don't know if I would have felt comfortable being in a giant crowd on New Year's Eve. But they did manage to bring me back a gift or two from New Year's. They brought me a Pinocchio-themed magic band, which I was grateful for.
Oh, cool.
And then later on the second to last day of the trip, when we were getting off Space Mountain, I found a magic band themed to one of my favorite Disney cartoon shows, Gravity Falls.
Well, that's neat.
And, of course, on the last day on my way out, I managed on a lucky find to find it at the last minute, the magic band that my mom had me looking out for. We found the magic band themed to the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You'd want that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Oh, we did. Oh, I managed to get it all right.
I may have to go look that one up.
I wonder if you can get it online.
I think you can. Anyway, so we got it, and then I thought it was going to be a while until the next trip. Anyway, here's where things went really crazy, but worked out for the best as well. So I rested pretty much the whole next day, and we were supposed to be in Disneyland in early February, but my uncle Steve's school had closed down for a weekend due to a bit of cold here in Texas. So all of a sudden, when I was still not quite recovered, we had only just barely got back from Florida, and next thing I know, we're booking to run off to Disneyland already for the next day.
Oh, next day?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was a little bit anxious and overwhelmed myself on it because I was telling my mom, but we only just arrived. But then I thought, actually, this might work since it's going to be the New Year's kickoff, the Chinese New Year kickoff, so it might work to an advantage. We could get the special tiger pin button since it was Year of the Tiger.
So I bet at this stage you hadn't even unpacked your case, had you?
not all of them, but well, it actually worked out because I'm getting to what happened. So actually, so we flew to Disneyland for that. And
what does it feel like? You just got off a plane and your mom turns around to you and says, hey, guess what? We're going to Disneyland tomorrow. What is that moment like when you haven't even caught your breath yet?
A bit frantic-y, but then I managed to cool myself off and said, yeah, we should do this. This will be fine. Not only the fact that we were just going anyway to kick off Chinese New Year, but here was the special bet. Here was the best part.
So I managed to talk to someone, seeing if there was any hope of the whole mansion being open when we got there, because I was going to feel bad if it wasn't, but I would have been back soon in February still anyway.
The day we arrived to start the Chinese New Year was the day Haunted Mansion reopened back from the Jack Skellington version, so we were just in time.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was good timing.
Yeah. Anyway, so that happened. We flew to California Adventure, and it started off the day with another t-shirt from Sean Keen, Legend of the Ten Rings, but I didn't realize until too late that I was actually wearing it, that the character on my t-shirt was not, on my blue t-shirt, was not Shang-Chi himself, but the main antagonist, Wen Wu. But it was still thematically appropriate for Chinese New Year. But still kept to my tradition about wearing a Marvel t-shirt on the Cowboy Adventure starting.
Yeah.
Did Disneyland do anything special, seeing it was the celebration?
Not Disneyland Park itself, but the California Adventure Park has all the Lunar New Year festivities up on the big wharf across from Pixar Pier.
Okay.
I mean, you get all the Chinese New Year food, and you can find special souvenirs, and you get to meet the characters in Chinese New Year clothing. Oh, and you can also do special meets with Mulan and Mushu, which I did not pass up on. And they also have special calendars for each year of each particular zodiac. So I found mine. I'm apparently Year of the Monkey.
When's your birthday? What year was you born in?
Oh, 1992, apparently.
Okay, because they go by the year, don't they, Thomas?
Yeah, yes. And this year was Year of the Tiger. I don't know if I know anybody from Year of the Tiger.
I think I'm Tiger.
Oh, you know what?
No, I'm doing really, it.
You can carry on talking, but Steve's going to look it up for us.
Anyway, so my uncle, I forget which one he is, but I know my mom is Year of the Dragon. But Mushu, I looked up my aunt Zodiac. I think she's a goat.
Greatest of all time.
You know what? I want to say I'm a goat. Or I'm maybe I'm a monkey. Look up that year, Steve.
I am.
Anyway, so yeah, my aunt and my dad are Year of the Goat. I'm Year of the Monkey. How was the food for the Chinese New Year? Oh, excellent, excellent.
So what did you have food-wise?
In fact, some of the special delicacies they were having was a special sour cream macaron, which I personally enjoyed a lot, because I'm a sucker for sweet, savory things. In fact, the macaron was actually quite something. I was really found a quite an acquired taste. I managed to not. It was a great dessert plate, and it was actually quite fun. Partaking within the festivities of the Lunar New Year itself, because I had never done anything like it during my time at Disney. And yes, of course, I had other things. Like, they had these fancy, my mom and them had these fancy garlic noodles that she raved about.
All right, Thomas, what year were you born?
1992, so I'm Year of the Monkey.
And so is Sheila. I am Year of the Tiger.
Just as we suspected.
So now you know someone that was Year of the Tiger.
And you also know someone is also a monkey like you.
Yeah, I think I've known a couple others of monkey, but that's great. They had this special Mickey shaped hot dog bun that was like had special sesame seeds and these special plant herbs in it. I forgot what they're called, but I wish I'd taken a picture of this special Chinese hot dog they made, but it was really yummy when I ate it. And yes, of course, I also had a fancy noodles bowl in the restaurant down on the wharf.
I love Chinese food.
I managed to have a bowl of actual real pork ramen, authentically made. And the pork, I don't know what pork animal it was, but it was delicious. The noodles were great, and I tried soy sauce for the first time.
It was probably monkey, since it was Year of the Monkey. Just kidding.
No, but it was actually Year of the Tiger they were celebrating this year.
Oh, well, you can't do that.
It was pork I had in that noodles bowl.
Are you sure?
Of course it was. It said pork ramen on that menu. And yes, I managed to also eat myself a boiled egg for the first time.
Oh, really?
So after all the Chinese, so here's what we did all that. One of the best things during the California Adventure Chinese New Year was watching the little mini parade, the Mulan Lunar New Year procession. We actually managed to be there right for the kickoff on the very first procession. And of course, since it's the Year of the Tiger, who else would call, who else naturally for an animal for their mascot for it for them to pick for the procession for their animal mascot for this year but Tigger?
Yeah. Yay!
Oh, what can I say? Tigger's kind of a big deal for me.
Heck yeah.
So Tigger led the procession as a Year of the Tiger. And then, well, the rest of the procession was just really, for lack of a better word, awesome.
That's
now,
good.
Did I meet any other particular characters for Chinese New Year other than the ones up at the gazebo? Well, yes, I did. One in particular. I'm not particularly a huge fan of the movie Raya and the Last Dragon, but it did have some redeeming elements that I found at least, you know, not so easy to overlook.
Okay.
Like, it had some nice, like, the animation quality was nice. Raya actually kind of lacked a lot of things that could have made it great by Disney standards, but the redeeming qualities are the stuff I look at it most. Like, I like Kelly Marie Tran, the voice actress that plays Raya. Mm-hmm. I think she can find Raya has a nice character design, and well, I won't lie, the movie had some good fights.
Yeah, I haven't made it through it yet, so no spoilers.
Yeah. So in my opinion, Raya and the Last Dragon was an okay movie to get through, but it was not great. Well, by Disney standards. But I liked the dragon in it fine, because after that and watching Shang-Chi, I happened to take a liking to the actress Awkwafina.
Oh, yeah. I got to admit, me too.
I mean, she's great.
Yeah.
So I took a picture with Raya for the sake of it being Lunar New Year, for the heck of it. And it's at least put one in, and to put one in for a scrapbook.
Yeah.
What happened after I saw Raya? Well, did we buy anything particular? Did we buy any special merchandise? We did. We bought me some fancy red Chinese New Year shirts and stuff that I wore during the procession and stuff. Well, and okay. Anyway, so after I saw Raya, I went back to the hotel room and changed into the Haunted Mansion clothes because I was celebrating the fact that I was there on reopening day.
Oh, right.
So I got my Haunted Mansion shirt, and I had my gloves, and I had my other Loungefly.
Cool.
Was that the first Loungefly that you had bought?
No, the first Loungefly I'd ever owned was Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. All right.
We bought it for me in the opening of Avengers, when we went to our first time at Avengers campus.
Okay.
So that happened. We made it for Haunted Mansion's reopening. Saw processions, met some characters and whatnot. Unfortunately for our January trip, we had no fireworks at all on any night, but just projections for the Mickey's Mixed Magic because of heavy winds. But having some nighttime entertainment made it not a total loss.
Right.
So anyway, that trip actually, for it being last minute, that trip actually worked out perfectly, mostly.
So on that trip, how long had you gone for?
Well, we arrived Thursday evening and then checked and sat in the hotel. And then we went, and then we had, and then we were there all Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wow. So we were there at least for the weekend. And after that, now we can talk about February, if I'd like.
Go for it.
So then, after that January trip, we rested up for a while and went back and came back for our early February trip like we were meant to. So we started off with California Adventure again, and I saw the procession again, which was good, because actually, I managed to actually do some things I didn't manage to catch last time, because I was having such fun with all the Lunar New Year stuff. Oh. It being the Magic Key Celebration Month, I managed to get a special kind of Magic Key zipper, so something from my mother for Magic Key souvenirs. I knew she'd want something Magic Key-ish. So that worked out, and I managed to get my mac and cheese bread bowl finally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I missed out on that when we went in January because I was focusing on all the Lunar New Year stuff.
Yeah, just curious, where'd you get that at?
The Bread Bowl, it's a little restaurant down on the wharf where they have like those, okay, you know, like those sourdough bread bowls that they serve out in San Francisco and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, they have one, like, well, one of the restaurants in California Adventure on the wharf has that, but like with macaroni and cheese instead of sourdough.
Okay. All right.
I mean, instead of that cream soup or whatever the heck it is.
Right.
Anyway, so there was that. The night we got there in February, I managed to spend the first night up in Disneyland as well. But then we went to the next morning at, California Adventure. And I bought myself a new shoulder, pal. I got Remy at the Pixar Pier.
Oh, cool.
Next morning was at Disneyland, of course. We rope dropped up to Fantasyland, so I managed to get the big three in. Peter Pan's Flight, Snow White's Enchanted Wish, Pinocchio's Daring Journey. To me, those are like the big three of Fantasyland.
Right. Absolutely.
My mom has always insisted on Space Mountain runs in the mornings, and I thought she would have wanted me to DAS them for that. And I thought, oh, maybe since we're in Fantasyland, why don't we DAS Matterhorn first because it's much closer. Yeah. And to be honest, that actually quite worked out, and she was agreeable with it.
That's good.
So we did all that, and then later I went back to Fantasyland around close to 10 o'clock-ish, so I got to visit Pinocchio again, and this time I was wearing a new t-shirt with him on it, and I got to show him my new my themes to him.
Neat.
And I think he really liked that.
Yeah. Did you have that on the video?
Well, not the backpack. I took a picture with that backpack, but
okay.
I usually always film my interactions with him, so I guess I may have caught his reaction showing it.
All right, cool.
After that, I went inside the castle, and meanwhile, my family was taking part in the Villains Day fan event.
Okay.
Which is a thing Disney fans on social media were doing. We're all around the park bounding as villains from a lot of things, even Disney-ish things. Oh, I suppose at this point I'd like to make out. I also on this trip met up a couple of times with a special friend of mine named Margarita. I don't know what her actual last name is because I don't think she has any other social media accounts except Instagram, where she's known as Critter Country Honey. But I will say this about her. She's actually a really amazing person and a really great friend.
Oh, cool.
Does she live in that area, Thomas?
I believe she does, Sheila. Actually, yes, she's a local.
Okay, so sorry, what was her handle again? Critter Country.
Honey, like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, what a cute name.
And she's very fabulous. And she's a honey in and of herself because she's a fabulous human being.
So yeah. Does she on Instagram like post Disneyland pictures and things?
Oh yes, a lot. She also does a lot of Disney boundings, which is like clothes matching the styles of certain Disney characters. On the Villains Day, when I met up with her again and then introduced her to the family, she was bounding as Mr. Smee.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm looking her up on Instagram as we speak.
So then after we did that, I went back to California Adventure again, and I watched the Mulan, the Lunar New Year procession at night, and that was actually really great, for lack of a better word. Awesome. It was so cool seeing it all lit up and all the at nighttime and stuff. Wouldn't you know it? Actually, that night we finally got some darn fireworks after all that trouble we had last time without any.
Finally, huh?
Yep. So then, after all that, was when I did a few things with them in the morning before we took a family breakfast at the Plaza Inn that morning for the character breakfast. And the food there was great. The atmosphere was classy, I suppose, because it's built very Victorian like. Well, and here's to add something special about that breakfast. I made the reservations at the Plaza Inn. Oh. And before you ask, yes, I was the one who also made the reservations at Steakhouse 71, quite spur of the moment there, right? Mm-hmm. We were still ending our December trip. I, spur of the moment, booked a Steakhouse 71 for our January trip.
Good for you.
So that's kind of a new experience for you then, booking reservations?
Oh, I had actually booked a dining reservation before the Plaza Inn in my last Disneyland trip before COVID happened.
Well, after that happened, well, I'm going to go. And we not only enjoyed ourselves, but dare I just say we did the greatest honor. We, at my insistence, my mom and I, we wore our Monorail Tales t-shirts in a few photos at the breakfast to actually, what's the word?
Spread the word
through the group. And I'm sure I told you this before in privately, Sheila, before, but we did order those shirts. And yes, my mom and I, we love the t-shirts.
Oh, you know what, Thomas? It made my day when you posted the pictures of the Monorail t-shirts. And I think it's so cool that you and your family, your mom's kind of adopted us as well. Mm. And it really means a lot to us.
Yeah.
That, you know, you will go to the park and you will put this Monorail Tales t-shirt on. And love being sent to your mom and you. For wearing these shirts, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, you've been so great. Well, you guys, well, it only seemed fair since I've been on the show like at least three times now. Four, actually, at this point, because to me, I was still a special guest on the Disney Plus Take 4, but for me, that still counts.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I had mentioned, as many of us know, that, of course, the first time it came on the show, my mother had not known it was a surprise. That worked out well. But then, but after the second time, because of how well, I didn't expect them to come to the lengths. I didn't expect them to take the extra lengths and join the groups. And not that that's a bad thing, of course.
No, not at all.
Thomas, I would love to have your mom and you on the show at the same time.
Yeah, sometime. Absolutely.
Well, I suppose we can accommodate something like that. Sometimes she's a lot more talkative than I.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm just going to go back to the photographs that was taken over the holiday season of you guys celebrating New Year. Okay? And you just look like one fun-filled family. And it's like, I looked at these photos and I thought, oh my gosh, I wish I could be there right now with these guys partying. Was it, I don't know if it was in a basement or a garage.
Garage. I don't think they have basements in New Mexico.
No, you guys are just, you're an amazing family. I'm so glad that you became part of our family, the, you know, Monorail Tales family. And also we see you as an extension of the Sanders family as well.
Yeah.
Well, I feel honored to hear you say that.
Now,
anyway,
go to bed.
Anyway, my mom was telling me that there's something I should mention. We don't just use my grandfather's garage in there for parties and whatnot. In his spare time, my grandpa works with a lot of old cars like Studebakers and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. Okay, to wrap it up then. Mr. Thomas, anything you want to add before we close out the show?
A couple more things about our February trip, yes. So we all enjoyed the shirts, and I'm going to come up and say, actually, I did have another standout moment where I had seen Chewbacca, Kylo Ren, Rey, and then in Galaxy Edge before, but I had never seen R2-D2 before.
No. Not, you know, out in public, so to speak.
No, can't say I have, but that was an awesome first time because, you know, I mean, even if you hadn't seen, I mean, is fanatic or not for Star Wars, who doesn't love R2-D2?
Right.
Definitely same can probably be said with Chewbacca.
No, I've seen Chewbacca out quite a bit, but.
So have I. I used to go visit him all the time back when we had the closer character interactions when I used to go visit him all the time at the launch bay. Oh, it managed, and funny thing about this one, it actually managed to snap at me at some point later that the very day, our very last day there was actually the 82nd anniversary of Pinocchio's film.
Oh, that was cool.
So one of the last few things I did that evening was go back and visit him in commemoration of it.
That's, yeah. Did you watch the movie again that night or no?
I wish, but I was having so much fun at the park. I completely. but seeing him was just something a bit of sentimental on the actual anniversary of it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. No joke.
So anyway, after that is when I took the family on It's a Small World finally, before we just, you know, did our own things for the rest of the nights and whatnot. And so when we go back later, Toontown is going to be closed off since they're renovating the whole place. So at least I got to go on and do Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin one last time.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Thomas, do you know how long they're closing that down for?
Yes, for up until 2023. I'm sorry, I had to be the bearer of such bad news about that.
Yeah.
It'll be back by next year. They're completely renovating. And the best part is, when they reopen, the Runaway Railway is going to be added back there.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
That's what they're putting up.
Okay.
Now, one last thing to wrap it up is, do we have any other upcoming plans? Well, yes. Yes, we do. Yes.
I'm coming up with these last few things before we wrap it up.
We have several trips booked already. We got one for my spring break for the Food and Wine Festival.
Okay.
At California Adventure. And this is perhaps another special treat that we're getting for the comeback of a limited engagement for the original Soaring Over California.
Okay.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love Soaring Over the World just fine. It's perhaps, I think I may have liked it almost as much more than I did Over California, but I'm actually glad to have California Over California back, because
yeah.
So California had one of my favorite gags from that. That was Edward, because I finally, for the first time in a long time, get to see one of my favorite gags that used to be only be found in the original Soaring.
Which one?
When you're flying over a golf course, and then the golf ball, and then it looks like it's flying right at you, and it flows over you. It looks like it's about to hit you in the face.
Yep, and that was hit by Bob Iger.
Wait, Bob Iger himself actually did that?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. And that's where the little hidden Mickey is on the golf ball as it flies by you.
I was a little saddened it went soaring over the world, but I was just something new and improved as far as the experience itself went.
Yeah.
We got my spring break planned. We have also have plans for Florida for my uncle's birthday around Easter. I thought it was actually going to be Disneyland at first, but then I checked our Magic Keys calendar, and I didn't know until then we're actually going to Disney World.
Right.
And then we actually have a big one planned for the week of May the 4th for May the 4th being Star Wars Day. My mother was the one who came up with that idea, and we think it might be fun doing it.
So are you doing that at World or Disneyland?
World.
Okay.
But we also have one last big one that I was not really certain of myself, but I guess I might as well go with this one. Well, this is the one I wasn't sure I'd sign up for, but my mother was adamant, absolutely adamant about doing a cross country one for doing coast to coast. And she really was talking a lot about doing this since Christmas, and she went on and on. Well, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so now we already have plans for like early June to suddenly spend a couple nights in Florida at the Port Orleans Resort. And then one morning we're going to just get on a plane and then just fly all the way out to California and spend 4 days at Disneyland. And wouldn't you believe it, the news of that just got better.
Oh.
How?
Because I had been adamantly on the lookout for news regarding the comeback at Electric Parade. And it actually hits right after our Disney World trip in April. And we're going to be right there in June when it's still there.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, you're so lucky. Oh, wow.
I guess lucky is the word that does describe it pretty much. I was on the adamant because, you know, the family goes crazy when the Electric Parade comes around.
Oh, cool.
So let me get this straight. Spring, California. Easter, Florida. May the 4th, Florida, and June, Walt Disney World and Disneyland. Cool.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, and it gets And it gets even better because when we found the news this morning about that, right, we found out Fantastic made its comeback, is finally coming back too.
Okay, you know you're booked for another trip report, don't you?
Pretty much. It depends on how well things go, but of course I'm going to come on anyway.
Oh, yeah. And seriously, let me talk to Steve and let's see if we can get you on another episode of Disney Plus.
Perfect.
Okay, Thomas, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show tonight. It's been great catching up with you. To our listeners, thanks for listening. You know where to find us. Yeah. Come and join our Facebook group. Come and join in the fun. We love you all. So everyone say good night. Good night, Thomas.
Good night.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. It's been fun but now I've got
thank you!